A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 320 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. The new year is approaching, and if you are planning to make any resolutions at all, I want to remind you to be gentle and reasonable with them. If you choose to do no resolutions this year because it's a fucking pandemic, or just because you don't actually feel like doing any, that's also valid and dope. There's no pressure to do them. But this episode is more geared towards those of us who are choosing to use the new year as an excuse to implement a few changes. And to make an effective resolution, you must first take into account where you've been and how far you've come. And then you must quite literally show yourself some gratitude for surviving a pandemic and doing all the shit that you had to do. Then practice showing yourself grace and allowing a substantial amount of time to marinate on that feeling of everything that you have shown up for in the past year. If it still feels like you didn't do anything this last year, practice more grace, because I'm proud of you, and you should be too. Regardless of if you want to make resolutions or not, we should all probably be practicing sitting and being proud of ourselves. Plus, it's always good to recognize if we're currently in a growth period or if we're still in a rest period so we can move gently onto the next thing rather than committing ourselves to some lofty-ass goal that usually doesn't even align with where we actually want to go in the long run. Where you come from is important to consider when deciding where you want to go. And I swear I did a long-term gratification versus short-term gratification episode that relates to all of this, but I cannot for the life of me find that. So if I didn't do it yet, please let me know so I can. But obviously I was avoiding repeating myself because I thought I did it. Anyway, not the point. In the book, How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big, Scott Adams says, if you do something every day, it's a system. If you're waiting to achieve it someday, in the future, it's a goal. To set ourselves up for success, we have to take a look at the daily systems that we already have in place. Because whether we like it or not, we already have morning and afternoon and evening systems in place to live by. So this way, when we look at them, we can either attach new ones to the existing ones or enhance the ones we've got and we like, or we can decide that it's time to let go of the systems that we no longer benefit from. In my opinion, it's perfectly fine to set systems up with goals in mind. But if your goal is to run the Chicago Marathon and you don't plan on a system of training for that marathon, your chances of success kind of plummet. And we definitely want to start setting ourselves up for success as often as we can. And once we reflect on what we're bringing to the table this year and what we'd like to bring to the table next year, we can actually start planning the next best moves to setting that table. And we should plan for those moves to be reasonably paced so that we can actually commit to them while also knowing in the back of our minds that we could just change and alter shit anytime we need to without giving up on our goals or our systems completely. I personally like to commit myself to small, measurable things that enhance my already in-place systems. Like, every time I use sanitizer, I am going to commit to putting on fucking lotion because my skin is looking prehistoric. I also want to commit to drinking 80 ounces of water a day, which is something that I already do with no problem. But as a spicy little system update, I'm going to attempt to drink those 80 ounces before I tuck into bed because my current habit is to wait until the end of the day when I down it all at once like a dehydrated fish, which results in no less than 3 sleep-drunk shuffles to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And on certain years that I feel a bit higher energy, like this year coming up, I do like to implement loftier system updates that may be more career or health or goal-oriented, but they're still manageable within the systems that I already have built my life around. For example, once a week when I go to work downtown, I'm going to keep my computer open and I'm going to make myself sit at it to write for at least 1 hour of my downtime. I will also plan to do my invoices on a monthly basis instead of my already established quarterly basis. And the hardest thing I plan on doing for myself this year is to simply cut out one of my systems. I have some habits that have begun to hold me back from my normal flow, so I need to let them go despite them being a major part of my life for so long. Like this last year, I scheduled in some hiatuses where I took breaks from smoking weed, and now I'm going to enhance that to not smoking before 7 p.m. on weekdays, just generally speaking, and taking breaks when I need them. But this took a long time to progress to. I'm also planning on canceling most of my online spending completely because I already stopped shopping online last year for the most part, and I feel like it's an easy next step to just bite the bullet and quit, since I've already been practicing. So the point is, I plan on focusing mostly on what I already do and just stepping that shit up a few notches simply because it feels right to do that. I feel like I'm in time for a level up, and that's why I'm doing it. If it didn't feel right, I wouldn't force it. But I'm looking at what's going to help me in the long term and focusing on the systems I do on a consistent daily basis so that I can make it happen and actually reap those long-term rewards. Also, I wanted to let y'all know, as a few people have reached out and asked, if you want some ad-free episodes, you can listen on Patreon now. I have the tiers in order. You can get free merch, exclusive bonus content, or just ad-free episodes if that's what you're looking for. I have linked the Patreon down below in the description box if you are interested. It's at patreon.com/mydbpodcast if you're not interested in clicking from the link and you do want to get our Patreon subscription. It's super simple, and I can send out some goodies as soon as those arrive. But either way, whether you're interested or not, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at mydbpodcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.